This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Ooh, I love me some chicken. But after tonight's tale, you may switch over to pork or beef. What's up, everybody? I hope that everyone's having a good night. Make sure to subscribe if you're new, and smash that thumbs up button. Shout out to my channel members and my patrons, of course. Now, let's get spooky. For the past 2 years, something has been eating my chickens. I live in a farm with miles separating my neighbors. Due to me getting on in my years, I've had to sell some of the land and only keep enough I could handle by myself and a few hired workers. The chickens are for the eggs only. That didn't make me be less pissed off every time I checked their crop to find it was torn apart, bloody, and feathers everywhere. In all these years, I have yet to figure out the culprit. There is a decent amount of wildlife that could be doing this. At first, I thought it was some coyote or fox getting into the coop. Then I figured that some humans must be doing this. Every time the chickens are killed en masse, a creepy figure made of chicken bones appeared at my doorstep. A handmade charm of bones looked like a person attached to a star. I burn them every time. That crap creeps the hell out of me. After the second time it happened, I looked around for chickens who are old or needed to be put down. I wasn't going to be buying birds to be slaughtered. I purchased ones that were meant for death soon either way. I admittedly refused to stop having chickens before I figured out who the hell was killing them. I'd set up those little spy cameras convinced I would finally get some answers. Those cameras just stopped working on the nights of the chicken killings. I asked the scrapyard to make me the sturdiest steel coop they could, only to have the dang birds just disappear from inside with no sight of the door being tampered with. I even called in the cops, seeing if they would do a coop stakeout. They refused, stating that they had more important things to do. And honestly, I had no proof of what was happening. It was just my words, my birds kept getting plucked off by a mysterious force. I'm a sensible person. It took me a long while to consider something not human was snatching up those poor birds. When I accepted that fact, I started to spend days at the library because they had computers there. Before my wife passed away, she used ours for our finances. I'd never figured out how to use it. The dang thing at our house took so long to load up that the trips to the library was faster. A lot of the things that I would read sounded like bullcrap. I'm not a smart man, but even I could tell if these ghost stories and blurry monster sighting videos are fake. The weeks in the library felt like a waste. In the end, I made a very simple plan. If the dang thing wasn't human, it may be weak against silver. In my reading, monsters tend to hate it. I could easily fill my shotgun cartridges with silver pellets, some iron just in case. I would stay up all night, gun in my lap until the dang thing came around. I got some questioning looks at the pawn shops when I bought up as much pure silver as I could. I didn't dare tell them what I needed it for, but I got strange looks all the time. The issue was I always fallen asleep on the nights the chicken thief came. No matter how awake I felt, without fail, I nodded off awaking in the morning to a frustrating empty coop. I thought about how to deal with that when I came across my neighbors in the drugstore when I dropped in for some snacks for my efforts. I didn't like the man, even though I had no reason for it. His father owned the house but passed away, leaving it to him. Cam was a vet for a while. I heard that he couldn't handle having to put down so many animals, so he moved back when his father died to take a break. Overall, he was a nice guy. He still didn't mess with me. He was a city person and I was a country person. I tried my best to act friendly around him, but it was just a reflex not to get along. When he saw me, he gave me a smile and a wave that made me feel guilty for my unfounded dislike. "Hey neighbor, doing anything this long weekend?" Cam asked when he approached me in the drugstore. I looked down at his basket to see some cans of some sort of soda I wasn't aware of the brand, and some chips. No beer, even though this place sold it. With all my chicken issues, I had forgotten about the holiday coming up. "No, no plans," I grunted, looking back at the chips, trying to decide on which ones to buy. "They had so many dang new flavors nowadays. Why can't we just keep it simple?" "There is a great horror movie marathon I've been looking forward to. I'm stocking up on energy drinks so I could stay awake for the entire thing." I stopped looking at the chips to look at Cam. I had forgotten about that new kind of drink with all that caffeine in them. It might be a long shot, but I might as well try them out. The worst that could happen is I drink too many and I have a heart attack. "What flavors of those drinks do you recommend?" There I was, after some pre-preparation and ready to go through with my plan. I had enough energy drinks to kill a horse, and had my shotgun stocked with the silver iron pellets mixture. I doubted this entire idea would work, but still needed the try. It's not as if I had anything else to do in my life. I needed to sacrifice perfectly good chickens because I couldn't find enough unhealthy ones on such short notice. "Please forgive me, girls, if I failed. The killings don't have a set pattern. Sometimes 2 months pass between killings, sometimes 3. When it did finally happen, it was always around a full moon." A second coop was built in the yard. I was going to hide in that one all night. I could see the first coop with the birds while inside the empty one. If whatever was stealing them tried the first coop, I would shoot it right in the face the moment that it opened the door. If it went to the real coop, I would just wait until it was inside before rushing out gun blazing. Honestly, it was the best plan that I could come up with. While making this plan, I never expected it to be so boring. Just sitting inside a cramped space all night, eyes straining to set out of a small opening, just praying I'll see something soon so I could just go to bed. Those drinks did keep me awake, though. They were far too sweet and put my teeth on edge. I would be glad when this entire thing was wrapped up, and I could just sleep normally and never have to drink another one of those dang things again. There I sat, gun in my lap, trying to keep my mind busy. Spiders and other bugs crawled across me, making me itchy and brush them away. At least I wasn't getting bitten to hell. I only had a few days of the nearly full moon. If nothing happened in that time frame, I could sleep peacefully in my bed until the next month. I wished I had someone with me. At least then we could take turns. My son went to the city for a computer school. I started to think that's why I didn't like Cam. He reminded me too much of my son who had just left us behind for that fast-paced city life. If he would have just told us about his plans, I would have supported him. What hurt was he just went behind my back to leave, thinking I would let him go to school for something he clearly loved. I needed to stop thinking. I had to focus on the coop. I couldn't think of needless things. Although, it wouldn't hurt to call my son later. A noise made me look outside. The chickens sometimes clucked a little when they woke up and readjusted themselves. Outside, a shape came into view. I held my breath to look at it. The dang thing was only a coyote sniffing around. It dug at the edge of the coop, trying to find a way inside. I wondered if I was just blowing this whole thing out of proportion. No, I reminded myself. There was no way a coyote had gotten inside a steel-sealed coop. Not on its own. For a moment, I tossed aside the supernatural idea. If it was a person pranking me, they could have opened the coop, taken the chickens, and closed it, driving me crazy trying to think about it. Those charms may have been made by a bored high school student just pranking an easy target. I did lock the coop, but a bored kid is nearly a force of nature. Maybe they figured out how to unlock it. Bored kid or not, if someone came by trying to kill my birds again, I was going to jump out and use my shotgun. If it was a human, I could just shoot it in the air to piss them out. I didn't even want any punishment at this point. I just wanted the dang thing to stop. Nights passed without much happening. I saw some animals, and that was it. On the last night, I feared I would need to do this entire thing next month when I finally saw the bastard taking my chickens. I was sitting in my empty coop, wide awake until I wasn't. A sudden feeling of exhaustion slammed into my body. I almost fell asleep, forcing my eyes to stay open. I chugged down the rest of my far-too-sweet drink and pinched my leg as hard as I could to stay awake. After a few minutes, the sugar and caffeine kicked in. I still felt tired, but I could manage. I held my breath, stared outside, and waited with my shotgun heavy in my lap. I was ready to get up and run at a moment's notice. Crunching loud steps came from outside. I couldn't see what was making them just yet, but it was big. Bigger than anything I had ever heard before. My hands wanted to shake. I needed to stay calm to put an end to this nonsense. The culprit finally came into view. I lost any kind of motivation to act when I saw it in the moonlight. The dang thing was large. It stood on two legs with the general form of a human posture, but that thing wasn't human in the slightest. It was covered in black fur so dark it made it look like a void of space. The legs bent backwards at the knees and massive claws shone in the dim light. Strangely enough, this thing had two large tails dragging behind it. It really looked like a classic description of a werewolf, but I couldn't confirm that's what it was due to its face being covered. A deadly-looking snout poked out from under a sheet of fabric that covered the rest of its face. Under the fabric, it looked as if it was draped over tall, pointy ears, giving it a hoodie look. The hood was a grayish off-white with a simple eye design painted in what looked like blood on its front. If this dang creature wanted my chickens, it could have them. No, that wasn't the rough attitude to have. This thing, dog beast, or whatever it was, frustrated me and made me lose sleep. I could not forgive it. Even though I was on the lookout for some monster or human prankster, I did not bring a camera with me to collect proof. Like I said, I was after this thing to stop. I wasn't out here trying to prove that monsters were real. I just wanted to kill it and be done with it. The thing crouched low and started to scratch something in the dirt in front of the other coop. I needed to take a chance. As silently as possible, I stood up and slipped outside, my heart beating in my ears. I could not second-guess myself. I just had to face this thing and fire. If I was smart, I would have just made the hole big enough for me to stick the barrel of the shotgun out to fire instead of having to leave the coop and into danger. Hearing loss from firing a gun in the small enclosed space could be better than getting mauled by this monster. Steadily myself, I raised my gun, being aware of every sound my clothing made when I moved. The monster still kept its back towards me. I doubted that this first shot would kill it, but I landed one, it would do some damage. Just as I started to put pressure on the trigger, the beast turned its head towards me. The dark eyes stared at me directly. My body froze in fear. I nearly pissed myself. And when the beast stood up, I almost dropped my gun in fear. It was so tall, and its strides so long, it only took two steps to close the distance between us. The dang thing could have killed me in seconds. I think it didn't see me as a threat. It just reached its claw arm towards me, towards my gun. I couldn't let it take my weapon away. Finally, getting shock back into action, I let out a yelp of fear and finally pulled the trigger. The beast didn't react at first. The pellets tore into its shoulder, tearing and burning through. The embers burned around the entry points of the wounds. It didn't look like a normal shotgun entry. The beast took a surprised step back and let out a howl that nearly broke my eardrums. The burning around where the silver bullets blasted through started to spread and kept smoldering away. Thank God I used silver. I started to get ready for another shot to have the gun ripped from my hands. It slammed it on the ground and stomped on the barrel, twisting the metal. I thought I was dead. With another howl of pain, the beast backhanded me into the small coop behind, knocking me out for a few minutes. When I came to, my chest hurt, but strangely enough, I was alive. My eyes followed a frantic set of clawed footprints scurrying away. Black liquid, I assumed was blood, left a trail along with prints away from my house. I wasn't dead, and I didn't think it would come back. Feeling a little proud of myself, I started back towards the house. Then, a horrible thought crept into my mind. My neighbor Cam. The trail looked like it was running in the direction of his house. I shouldn't worry about it. The thing was injured. It wouldn't bother us. I just need to go inside, have a shower, and go to bed. After telling myself that, I found myself rushing to my truck to drive down to Cam's place. His lights were still on, and there was no sign of the monster along the drive. I jumped out of my truck, darting to his porch and pounded on the door while looking in the darkness for any signs of the beast. It took Cam a while to answer his door. After all, it was in the middle of the night. He might not have been awake, but the door opened and the young man gave me a confused smile. He was dressed in loose sleeping clothes, but his feet were dirty.
"Is everything all right? You look like you've seen a ghost," Cam said, looking me over.
I didn't think of what I was going to tell him ahead of time. I just thought of a quick lie. "Don't go outside for a few nights. There's a big cat." I was not good at lying.
"A cat?" he said, humoring me.
"Yeah, like a tiger or something. You heard about my chicken problems, right? I shot at something a few minutes ago. It's hurt, and it's big. Maybe some guy bought a lion or tiger on the down low and just released it when he couldn't afford to feed it."
Alright, that sounded a bit better. I was almost proud of myself.
"Oh, that poor thing. Alright, I'll stay inside. You should report this right away so they can catch it. If it's not too badly hurt, maybe they could bring it to an animal rescue. Still, I'm glad that you're safe and thanks for the concern over me. I couldn't sleep, so I was just doing some chores. I was outside taking some trash out a minute ago. It was all good. I didn't run into anything." I was pretty sure that Cam was going to get angry with me for shooting it before calling some animal rescue. I guess he understood sometimes there wasn't a time to take a peaceful way out, and you needed to stand your ground. Now I was stuck with the tiger story and needed to make a report. I still had those weird tracks by the coop, so maybe someone might believe me.
"Do you like peaches?" Cam asked me. The sudden shift caught me off guard.
Yeah, I suppose. A farm down the road was selling them really cheap, but for a lot of them. I have 10 pounds, but I don't think I can learn how to cam or jam them before they go. Here, please take some. This guy. I think I know why I couldn't handle him. He was just too dang nice. After my warning, I was set off to at least 3 pounds of peaches. I made a note to thank Cam again, and drop by to teach him how to make jams if he was going to buy such a massive amount of fruit again. Since that night, I've had no troubles with missing chickens. They never found the false tiger roaming around and just assumed it found a place to hide and die. The only somewhat frustrating thing to come of all of this is now people think that I have a thing for silver, and people keep dumping sick chickens on my driveway to take care for.
Oh well. It could have been much worse.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.